Using there and here and agreeing subject and verb. This is a source of error for many English speakers, simply because one is easier to say than the other. You will hear the mistake a lot, but try not to make it or write it either. The rule is that there and here are followed by the verb to be and then the subject. So, you agree the verb to be with the subject that is right there. This does seem quite simple, doesn't it? For example, here is your cup of coffee. Here are the students. There is a lot of work this month. There are lots of projects to complete this month. So, where it gets complicated is when people are speaking. If you listen to the pronunciation, you will see that here's and there's are easier to say than here and there. This can mean that we don't make the effort to say them properly. Everyone will understand you if you make a mistake, but if you want to speak better than most English speakers, try to remember this rule. And finally, in this section, a very simple rule to help you agree verb and subject correctly is that we consider units of measurement as a single subject, so the third person singular is needed for the conjugation. For example, $40 is a lot to pay for that meal. 6 kilometers is a decent run.